New York City is glittering again, from the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center to lavish displays in department store windows, but there is a note of urgency, too, with the unpredictability of the virus. New York businesses are feeling pressure to make money from every last sale this holiday season, Camille Peterson reports.
Last year, the Union Square holiday market was closed. But this year, shoppers are back.
Welcome back.
They're winding through the outdoor maze of pop-up stores and visiting stands selling truffle oil, gems, spices, handmade jewelry, and specialty hot sauces.
Like the blueberry maple habanero. Which one? Top right or top left?
A few blocks away, Julie Gaines surveys her eccentric holiday collection. She's owned Fish's Eddie, a home goods store, for 35 years. Inside the sprawling store, there are stacks of mugs from diners all over the country, a section of mismatched cups, plates with cowboys and hotel logos and names.
This is Find Your Plate at the Table. It's all different names, like Joe, Lucky, Jake, Mo, Johnny.
Gaines says November and December normally make up 30% to 40% of yearly revenue.
It's like the 5 minutes we can pay bills. You know, January 1st, it's wah, wah. You know,
yeah.
It's down again.
Gaines says last year's holiday season was nearly non-existent. The store relies on in-person shoppers, especially tourists. She's seen more and more of them over the past month.
It's the closest to normal that we've felt in a long time. Everyone's out and about, and it's, you know, no pun intended, the more the merrier.
At Rockefeller Center, home of the iconic towering Christmas tree, restaurant owner Eli Sussman is delighted to see not a trickle of potential customers, but crowds.
They're coming to shop, see the tree, see the skating rink. I'm seeing, you know, happy people come through the doors.
For Sussman, this is a rare moment of opportunity. He opened his Mediterranean restaurant Samisa in the spring. At the time, customers hadn't returned, so it was a risky bet. Now he's excited. But he wonders how long the crowds are going to stick around.
Everyone is really worried about there being like a winter surge and what that's going to mean for us.
For New York City businesses, the stakes are high, so they're holding tight to this glittering, joyful moment and fearful of what winter might look like. For NPR News, I'm Camille Peterson in New York.
The mood is right, the spirit's up.